The Impact of Interest Rates on Economic Growth, an Austrian Perspective by Rachel Scott. An audio Mises Wire narrated by Million Quinteros. For many years, the relationship between interest rates and economic growth has been a major focus of economic theory and policy discussions. According to Austrian theory, interest rates are an important signal in a market economy that balances the time preferences of borrowers and savers, not only a tool that central banks can manage in an effort to maintain economic stability. Severe economic distortions and malinvestments may result from misinterpreting or ignoring this indication. The nature of interest rates. Interest rates naturally arise from the interaction of individual time preferences according to Austrian economics. The degree to which people favor current things over future commodities is referred to as time preference. Greater readiness to postpone consumption and save for the future is reflected in lower time preference, whereas higher time preference is more strongly associated with present consumption. Interest rates maintain a balance between the supply of savings or postponed consumption and the demand for investment capital in a free market. By maintaining this equilibrium, resources are distributed effectively across time, matching output to customer demands. Interest rates decrease as people save more, which encourages investment in long-term projects. On the other hand, when people want to consume things right away, interest rates go up, telling companies to concentrate on producing goods that can be consumed quickly. Central bank interventions and economic distortions. This natural coordination is distorted, according to the Austrian school, which includes Friedrich Hayek and Ludwig von Mises, by central banks setting artificially low interest rates. Central banks stimulate excessive borrowing and investment by maintaining interest rates below the level set by actual market interactions, especially in long-term capital-intensive projects that might not be viable. What Austrians refer to as malinvestment is the result of this mismatch between genuine consumer desires and investment. Money spent on initiatives that aren't supported by consumer demand or real savings. These artificially low interest rates fuel the boom phase of the business cycle, which is marked by fast economic expansion and speculative investments. Nevertheless, these initiatives collapse when it becomes clear that there are not enough savings, which causes a bust and a recession. Historical evidence. A multitude of instances of the ramifications of interest rate manipulation may be found throughout the history of economic cycles. For example, the 1920s saw massive monetary expansion and artificially low interest rates, which were followed by the Great Depression. Similar low interest rates and easy lending conditions preceded the 2008 financial crisis, which resulted in a housing bubble and subsequent financial collapse. Policy implications. According to Austrian theory, letting the free market set interest rates is the key to long-term economic progress. This entails reducing the amount of time that central banks intervene and allowing savers and borrowers to naturally coordinate. Maintaining sound money, minimizing government meddling in the financial markets, and creating an atmosphere that allows market signals to flow freely should be the core objectives of policy. Moreover, fostering personal savings and financial knowledge can support the organic underpinnings of a robust economy. The economy as a whole gains from more steady and sustainable growth when people recognize the value of saving and investing sensibly. Interest rates are a basic market signal that represents the collective time preferences of people within an economy, not just another variable that can be changed at will. The Austrian viewpoint emphasizes the significance of letting market forces set interest rates and emphasizes the risks associated with central bank intervention. We may steer clear of the traps associated with boom and bust cycles and create the conditions for true sustained economic prosperity by following these guidelines. For more content like this, visit Mises.org.